Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
If you're a public transport user, you will be only too aware of this story. There's nothing more annoying than a bus disappearing off that real-time information system, leaving you bewildered as to what has happened to it and if the next one will actually arrive. In a moment, I'll be speaking to Sarah Burns, news reporter with the Irish Times, who's here with me in the studio and who has been covering this extensively. But first, our reporter Evelyn O'Rourke was out at the square in Talla, speaking to passengers who were waiting for buses that never came.
Tuesday morning from 9:10 till 10:11, waiting on an 8 day. It's gone.
In this weather?
Yeah, with a baby, freezing cold.
At what time did you expect it to come out, if you
know what
I mean?
There was one due at 9:30, there was one due at 9:50, there was one due at 9:30.
And never came. And do you have one of those boards at the bus
stop?
Yeah, and what happens?
It just goes on and just comes off. It said it's going to be 3 minutes and then knocks off, it doesn't come on.
Somebody said they disappear?
Yeah, they disappear, yeah. They come on and off when you feel like it. Some are on at 7:30 and we wouldn't get a bus until nearly what? 8:10, 8:15 and 8:10.
And when you get on, what does the driver say?
Not my fault, don't tell me.
And has this got worse in recent months?
Yeah, the last few weeks it's got terrible.
Can't trust the board or the information?
No, can't trust the board and the information at all, you can't.
And you were helping an old lady at the bus stop as well?
Yes, I had to give her the baby's blanket to put around her leg. She was literally frozen, got lost.
Yeah. Baby and an older person freezing at the bus stop and no bus.
Like the poor woman, here she was, I can't get a taxi.
And they kept saying it was coming?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's ridiculous. Like, the M27s come every 10, 15 minutes. And the same in Ballyfermot, the G1s and G2s come every 10, 15 minutes. There's no need for them to be coming that quick. Spread the bus routes around, but like less buses on some routes, then that's what you need to do, I think.
2 minutes on a...
Oh, yeah, so you're looking at signs as 2 minutes, yeah.
Then it goes up to 3 minutes. Then it goes back to 2 minutes. Then it goes back to 3 minutes.
All the time, though. Yeah. What route do you use a lot?
27.
And it happens on the 27?
Yeah.
Have you been waiting longer than you thought?
Yeah. And this is all about 5 and 10 minutes.
So a journey that was supposed to start maybe in 5 minutes, it takes another 10 minutes to get going.
Yeah, I ran over from here to get to the 27 and I pulled off.
And has this been going on for ages or has it got worse recently?
It got worse, I think. The traffic and all, you know what I mean?
54A, 77A.
And where do they go?
Killinarden.
So you're here at Talla Centre. So how many stops have that been?
I must have missed one.
You just missed one. How long to the next one?
Well, 77A is due.
Okay, so you can hop
in
between the two
minutes,
of them.
Yeah.
That's up on the board and you trust that that'll come?
Most of the time, though. Not all the time.
I'm just talking to people about buses disappearing off signs. That is a real problem.
It's unbelievable, it really is.
So you plan your appointments around it?
I do, yeah.
And then what happens?
It comes up 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, and then back to 15 minutes.
It's 9:10 you left your house?
Yeah, and 10:10 on the side of the river with the breeze coming from the mountains.
Are you there over an hour?
Yeah. Hey, so will I or won't I?
Do I leave? And as soon as I leave, it'll come.
Yeah, you're that fed up waiting there, and that's constant.
How frustrating is it?
It is very frustrating because the 77s are three at a time coming from up that end, but down the other end, you could be an hour waiting for it.
An hour?
Yeah, I have done an hour, especially down my end. At Old Bond there now, it's constantly changing from a few minutes back to jumping back. Your blood pressure is sky high all the time. I'd be better off to make up my mind when I leave the house to walk all the way up Seskin View and see what comes on Old Bond Road, because you have three buses there. It's unbelievable.
Frustrated commuters there, speaking to Evelyn O'Rourke in Talla. And as I said, Sarah Burns, news reporter with the Irish Times, is here. And Sarah, you've been writing about this. Now, you wrote a long piece a couple of months ago and you were telling me there when you walked in during the ad break that people are still getting in touch with you about this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I still get emails from people with screenshots of the Dublin Bus app or the TFI app saying the last two buses in a row haven't showed up. You know, this is still a problem. In fairness, I had understood that the problem wasn't as bad as it was last year, that the Dublin Commuter Coalition had said to me it has improved, and the commuters had said to me it had improved slightly, but that they were still experiencing these ghost or phantom buses, as people call them.
And you have first-hand experience of this as well, because you use the buses.
Yes, I use the bus regularly. So it was funny, after we ran that big piece in November, I remember I was getting the bus home and there wasn't one due for 10 minutes. So I just started walking, and you know, you just start walking to the next stop and the time kind of stands still. And then the bus I stopped halfway and the bus disappeared off the screen. And then I said, OK, I'll wait for the next bus. And then when that bus eventually came, it was full of people and that just whizzed by me.
So the problem still still exists. The real-time information that we see on those screens at the bus stop, how is that put together?
Yeah, so basically the real-time information that we get on our phones and that's there on the street signs, it gets its data from AVL systems, which is the automatic vehicle locator systems. And each of the bus operators have their own AVL system. And the AVL system basically uses GPS software to sort of track a bus's progression along a route, and it will generate this predicted time as to when it should arrive at a stop. So the National Transport Authority said to me, it was around October, that there had been a number of complaints about inaccuracies with the real-time information. And they said primarily this was down to two things. The first was that there was a technical fault with the street displays, and they put a fix in place in October, and there were subsequent fixes in November and December. But the other issue, and I think this is the problem that we're still facing at the moment, is there is an increase in the cancellation of bus services due to a lack of bus drivers. Mm-hmm. And when a bus service is cancelled, basically the onus is on the bus operator to manually remove that from the real-time information system. They have to remove that. But it seems like they're not removing that. And when it's not removed, the real-time information system reverts automatically then to the scheduled timetable. So it will go to and say, yes, the number 9 bus is still due to leave the terminus at 2 p.m. when in fact the bus is in the garage.
That's
and it's not
crazy
leaving.
Because you're either working off real-time GPS or you're not, and you revert back to a timetable where there's no bus running. That's nonsensical stuff.
Yeah, and now in fairness to the NTA, they are currently in the process of procuring a single AVL system that all the bus operators would use, and it would have more up-to-date technology, and they said hopefully it would be more accurate for commuters, and it would just be easier if there was one system that we're all sort of running off. So a contract for that is due to be awarded this year, but they said it might take around 18 months for it to be rolled out.
And this isn't just an inconvenience, because I remember from your piece in November you spoke to people for whom this is a huge problem, whether it's young children trying to get to school, elderly people, as we heard there talking to Evelyn, parents who might be trying to let a 12 or 13 year old go on the bus on their own for the first time.
Absolutely. I spoke to one mother out in Shankill, and she was saying her 12-year-old son had started secondary school back in September, and he was getting the, I think it's the 45 or the 46A out to Bray. And she said her son has severe dyslexia, so everything sort of has to be planned out, and it really stresses him out and upsets him when things don't really go to plan. And she said in September and October, 2 out of the 5 days a week, the 8 a.m. bus wasn't turning up for him, and he would get really upset, and it would just throw his whole day off kilter. And she said there was one afternoon in particular, he was going to swimming and the bus didn't show up, and she said it was just sort of lucky that her husband was at home that day. He was able to drop him to swimming instead, because otherwise he would have been standing at the stop for 45 minutes. He probably would have missed his swimming class, and again, it's just this added stress and added upset for him.
Absolutely. And if your phone or if the screen is telling you that the bus is coming, and then for somebody like that, if that doesn't happen, that has huge implications for, as you said, anxiety levels and so on. Just going back to the issue of recruitment of drivers, Sarah, what are you hearing about that? I know you were speaking to Dermot O'Leary, weren't you, from the National Bus and Rail Union?
Yeah, so recruitment is one of the biggest issues that Dublin Bus and Go Ahead are facing at the moment. Dublin Bus said at the recent Oireachtas committee that I think they would need about 120 drivers just to meet the current network demands. And they were hoping that they would be in place by the second quarter of this year. But added on top of that, they would need another 90 drivers to help with the Bus Connects rollout. And there's about 70 bus drivers retire every year from Dublin Bus. So in total for this year, with the retirements, with Bus Connects and with to meet the current demand, they would need about, I think it's 280 drivers.
And there was a lag in recruitment over the COVID
period.
Over
COVID, exactly. And now, in fairness to Dublin Bus and to Go Ahead, you can see they have these massive big recruitment campaigns at the minute.
I see it,
you
yeah,
see
on
it
the back
the
of the bus.
Buses,
yeah.
You know, we'll pay you €815 to drive this bus. But I mean, it's interesting as well that Evelyn did that Vox Pop up in Tala, because what's kind of tying in a little bit with the recruitment, I think, is antisocial behaviour. And I know, you know, there's recruitment issues across hospitality, tourism, the restaurant industry. But what's unique to the bus industry is this antisocial behaviour. And we know a few weeks ago that the union representatives wrote to Dublin Bus and said there had been 35 incidents of vandalism, violence, threatened attacks on bus drivers on certain routes to West Tala just for December. And it still remains the case now that bus drivers won't go into certain suburbs up in West Halla after 6 p.m. because they're afraid of the antisocial behaviour.
So that may be affecting the success of the recruitment campaign. Dublin Bus and Go Ahead were fined, weren't they, for the first 6 months of last year, a very substantial fine of 2.4 million. And that was because of poor performance. Now, you would imagine that would spur you into addressing these issues.
Yeah, so we only have the figures for the first 6 months of last year. And as you were saying, Dublin Bus got a fine or total fines of 1.4 million and they would operate about 130 routes. Whereas Go Ahead operate, I think it's 30 routes and they got a fine of 885,000. So both of the bus companies said, you know, these are substantial amounts and they're definitely higher than what they have gotten previously. But it will definitely be interesting to see what the latter half of the year, what the second 6 months, because it seems like that's when a lot of the problems were happening with the services.
I don't know whether you would agree with this, but I think in a lot of different sectors, customers are accepting of problems that, you know, maybe in hospitality you might have in recruitment and therefore the service mightn't be as quick. You'd accept a certain amount of that. But if someone tells you the bus is going to be there in 5 minutes and it just doesn't turn up, that goes beyond the pale. So if they could sort out the technical issues with that system, surely that would go a long way to restoring trust.
Absolutely. I mean, I was chatting to, I think it's Dr. Brian Caulfield, he's a lecturer in Trinity, and he had this great line basically saying, you know, vanishing buses will mean vanishing passengers and people will ultimately vote with their feet. If they can't rely on the bus, they're going to look at alternative modes of transport and that might be the car. And this is at a time when we want people to use public transport, when we want them to get on the bus or, you know, cycle, that kind of thing. But if they can't, if they don't feel like a service is reliable, they're not going to use it. And he also made the point that when the real-time information was initially kind of rolled out at a number of stops back in 2011, there was a bounce or there was an uptick in public transport usage because all of a sudden people could rely on when a bus might come.
And it's a great system when it works. It's really helpful.
Yeah.
And if they could get it right, I think it would, as you say, help their passenger numbers too. Sarah, thanks very much for coming in. Sarah Burns there, news reporter with the Irish Times on the vanishing buses. And if you have any experience with them, good or bad, get in touch 51551.